June 2, 1930, How the Divine Will is Peace and Security. Doubts and Fears. Jesus, the only author of the law. Necessity of the comings of Jesus. Lack of confidence, the weak act of our centuries. I was feeling all oppressed because of the privations of my sweet Jesus. Oh, God, what pain. Its pain is without mercy, without relief, without support. If Jesus is missing, everything is missing. Therefore one feels that the life of the one who can give life is missing. It is pain that converts the poor human being all into voices that call the one who can give it life. It is pain of light that reveals with more clarity who Jesus is. But while I was swimming in the hard pain of his privation, another sorrow added, which hammered my poor intelligence. They had told me that some were doubting about my writings, for in them one could find that Jesus had kissed me, embraced me, and had come to me almost daily. My poor mind could not hold up, and speaking nonsense, I was saying, "See, my love, what it means for you not to make yourself seen and known by all. If you did so, they would be caught in the net of not being able to be without you, and they would catch you into not being able to be without them." I felt tortured by doubts, by fears, which it is not necessary to say on paper. And my sweet Jesus, having compassion for me, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, calm yourself, calm yourself. You know that I have never tolerated in you doubts and fear, which are old rags of the human will. My divine fiat, wherever it reigns, does not admit these miseries, because by its nature it is peace and security, and so it renders the soul who lets herself be dominated by its light. Therefore, I want from you nothing but that your breath, your heartbeat, your whole being, be no other than my will and love. Love and divine will, united together, form the greatest offering, the most beautiful homage that the creature can give to her Creator, the act that most resembles our act. Therefore, let us remain at our place of always loving each other and of never interrupting our love. A divine will always fulfilled in a love never interrupted is the greatest thing that can be found in heaven and on earth, which is only of our divine being and of one who gives himself prey to our will. And besides, my daughter, why do you afflict yourself so much because of what they said? I am the author of the laws and no one can subject me to any law, and therefore I do whatever I want and what most pleases me. To dispose of souls, to fulfill with one a design of mine, with one another, is a right that I have reserved to myself alone. And besides, which is greater, to receive me in the sacrament every day, to enter into their mouth, descend into their stomach, and maybe even into souls full of passions, in order to communicate my life, my blood, to mix it with their blood, or to give a kiss, an embrace, to one who loves me and lives only for me? Oh! How true it is that the human sight is short, and they make the great things small, and the small great, for the only reason that they are not common to everyone. Furthermore, everything that has passed between me and you, the many intimacies, the many excesses of my love, my repeated comings, was required by the decorum of my divine will which I was to make known through you. Had I not come often, how could I tell you so many things about my divine will? Had I not made my dwelling in your heart, as my living temple, my lessons would not have been so continuous. Therefore, they should comprehend that everything I have done to your soul was to serve my divine will, which deserves everything. And it was to serve, in hearing my so many loving condescendences, to make them comprehend how much I love the creature and how much I can love her in order to elevate the creature to my pure love and to the full confidence which she must have toward the one who loves her so much. In fact, if there isn't full confidence between me and the creature, they cannot be elevated to live in my divine will. Lack of confidence always places an obstacle to the union between creator and creature. It is the wing clipper of the flight toward the one who loves her so much. It makes her live at the earth's level. And even though she does not fall, it makes her feel, vividly her passions. More so, since lack of confidence has been the weak act in the course of the centuries, and sometimes even good souls have drawn back in the journey of virtues because of lack of confidence. And I, in order to remove this torpor that the specter of the lack of confidence produces, wanted to show myself with you as all love, and in an intimate way, more than father and daughter, in order to call back, not only you, but all others, to live as my children, as though rocked in my arms. And I have enjoyed, and so have you, how beautiful it is to have the creature as all love and all trust with me. I can give whatever I want, and she has no fear of receiving what she wants. So, once true confidence is placed in order between me and you, the greatest obstacle to letting my divine will reign in their souls is removed. Therefore, my daughter, I know where my aims tend to, what they must serve for, what I do, great and beautiful, when I choose a creature. What do they know? And this is why they have always something to say about my operating. And not even my short life down here was spared, when my most holy humanity was in their midst and I was all love for them. And yet, if I drew too close to sinners, they had to say that it was not decorous for me to deal with them. And I let them talk, and without giving importance to their talking, I did the facts, I drew closer to sinners, I loved them more in order to attract them to love me. If I did miracles, they had something to say, because they believed I was the son of Saint Joseph. They had to say that the promised Messiah could not come from a carpenter, and they kept arousing doubts about my divine person, so much so, as to form clouds around the sun of my humanity. And I aroused the little breezes to get rid of the clouds, and I reappeared more blazing with light in their midst, in order to accomplish the purpose of my coming upon earth, which was redemption. Therefore, do not be surprised that they have found something to say on the way I have conducted myself with you. And even though they have formed clouds around the operating I have had with you, I will rouse my little breezes to get rid of these clouds. And if they love the truth, they will know that the way I have conducted myself with you, even though I have not used it with other souls, was necessary to our love, because it was to serve our very will, in order to make it known and to make it reign. Then he added with a more tender tone, my daughter, poor ones, they are not used to walking in the fields of the light of my divine will, therefore it is no wonder that their intelligence has remained as though dazzled. But if they get used to looking at the light, they will see clearly that only my love could reach such extent. And since I love so much that my divine will be known in order to let it reign, I want it to be exuberant in the excess of my love which I contained in my heart. Even more, everything I have done with you can be called the preludes of what I will do to those who will let themselves be dominated by my fiat. However, I tell you that all those who had something to say about my humanity when it was on earth, and did not surrender to believing to the sanctity of my works, remained empty of the good that I came to offer to all, and remained outside of my works. So it will be with those who, in addition to talking on the how and the way of what I have said, but if they do not surrender, they too will remain on an empty stomach, and outside of the good which, with so much love, I wanted to offer to all. Fiat.